Today on the Just Read podcast, we're going to read Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. This week's readings will give us a taste of the ethical expectations of the law of Moses. What kind of laws did God expect his covenant people to follow? Let's read Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make for yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. Now, when you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, you shall offer it so that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and the next day. But what remains until the third day shall be burned with fire. So if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an offense. It will not be accepted. Everyone who eats it will bear his iniquity, for he has profaned the holy thing of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people." That was Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. Holiness is the foundation of the law of Moses, but it is also the expected outcome. Why should Israel obey these laws? Because God is holy, and they should be holy too. Being holy is being set apart, being different from the world. Israel would achieve holiness when they observed the Sabbaths, rejected idolatry, and submitted to the prescribed sacrificial system. Thank you for reading with me.